FFA doesn't just develop skills, but we also develop leaders.
It felt so good to have so many people supporting us.
FFA is more than just farming and ranching. FFA is something that would actually better me and help me be a better person.
The opportunity to work with the Buffett Foundation to start the first Urban Agricultural and Natural Resources Academy at Omaha Bryan High School, my first year of teaching. So that was really interesting because I had to learn about different cultures and how they interact with agriculture because it's such a culturally diverse school. At Auburn High School, we just got our greenhouse. So the students are able to really see the science behind our plants and our food production. And I think it's important for students to understand that agriculture isn't just farming. It's not just cows and plows. We do a lot of business. They learn about how business relates to agriculture. We have some technical people come in so students understand that if they're interested in technology, there's also a place for them in agriculture. If they're interested in science, there's a place for them in agriculture.
Braden actually signed up for FFA in eighth grade.
He came home one day and said, "I want to restore a tractor for my FFA project."
I think we thought that this was just a club that he was going to join in high school and they'd probably have two meetings a month and that would be the end of it. FFA was his passion.
The leadership skills that he gained, and not only him but the other kids, unbelievable. Unbelievable. It was fun passing down the knowledge that I gained from, you know, my dad and granddad down to him.
We suspected something was wrong in September. He had a lump on his jawline, but he wasn't officially diagnosed until November 16th of that year. Braden's type of cancer was extremely rare for someone of his age. So they took out the mass, which affected his smile on that side. It affected the nerves a little bit, but even through all that, he always smiled. His smile was the best thing. And cancer can't take that away, no matter what. So his FFA chapter was huge. They came out in a big way. Several of the members would stop by. We had kids and members from all over the state, and we were just overwhelmed. I can't even describe the feeling because it felt so good to have so many people supporting us and helping us through that time.
So then that year, I don't remember if there was two or three other applicants in that specific SAE.
Typically our FFA instructor would have given him another year to see the project progress and make some adjustments and that sort of thing. But because of his condition and his prognosis, they went ahead and sent it on to nationals and he received a bronze. And in our mind, that bronze was a gold. Because he worked so hard when he felt so crappy trying to get it all together. So many people in our community and surrounding areas were so generous that when he passed away, we felt that we wanted to do something meaningful with the funds that were collected. And so we decided to go ahead and do the scholarship through the FFA Foundation. We set it up in his memory as an endowment so kids in the future could benefit from that.
Because there's a lot of kids out there that have a lot of potential, but they may not have the means to see that potential. And that's kind of what we're trying to do there.
My freshman year of high school, it was this video about pigs, and they were going through a hog confinement and everything, and I kind of thought I'd like to try that. My grandma worked at a convenience store and farmers came in there every day, and so I just kind of asked her, you know, if maybe she could hook me up with working at one. And I can't explain it. I just thought it'd be kind of fun. Outside of town a little bit, we had hog facility run 1,000 sows. I walked in and I thought, well, I always knew pigs stunk, but I didn't know how bad pigs stunk. Like, you're in there, pigs stink. In the fifth grade, after my dad had a stroke, I got into some trouble with the law. Then I had to move in with my mom. And when I was in eighth grade, I got called to the office. I was sitting in some reading class or something for school. And the counselor's in there, my grandma was in there, and they told me my mom passed away. And ever since then, I had to live with my grandparents. And I mean, they cared so much for me, and I was turning my life around, and I didn't want to go back to that path, and so I told myself I wasn't going to, and FFA, I think, kind of turned me around in that way. I had something better to focus on, something that would actually better me and better my education and help me be a better person, you know, and I owe a lot of that to my ag advisor, too. He helped me stick with it. He always believed in me.
I think it's really neat that there's some students that maybe struggle in the classroom or struggle behaviorally, but I can tell teachers that they, you know, they're great in my classroom. We're doing hands-on learning, and it's something that they're interested in terms of understanding that FFA isn't just about now. It's about how are we going to make our students better people so that they can come back and serve our communities and serve our state.